And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, we're once again looking at the topic, working mothers. All throughout the week, I've been directing the program toward working mothers, not necessarily those who have jobs outside the home, but those who have work to do in connection with their home. Many studies have shown that the average mother works far more than a 40-hour work week in taking care of the normal responsibilities that face her every day. By the time that she cooks the food that she has first shopped for at the various stores, cleans up after the meals, gets the kids dressed and off to school, cleans the house, does the washing and irons the clothes, perhaps does some mending in order to make clothes wearable, makes the beds, help kids with their homework, and a score of other things that come up from time to time, she has easily put in as much or more time as her husband does on his job. But we also have to face the fact that there are many wives who do all of these things in a careless and haphazard manner. Why is it that many cartoons picture the average wife as still sitting around in her robe and pajamas with her hair up in curlers, looking as though she had just staggered out of bed? That picture isn't someone's dream of what might happen. That's a real-life picture taken from experience. And that kind of experience should not characterize Christian wives. God's Word makes it clear that the godly wife will be industrious, diligently carrying out her household chores in a faithful way that blesses the lives of all the other family members. Proverbs 31 says that she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. This is a poetic picture of the woman tying up her robe to keep it from interfering with her labors as she goes into the various preparations that she must make for her work. The chapter gives several illustrations of the ways in which she becomes involved with the labors of her household. She assists with the spinning operations as she prepares the yarn that will eventually be made into cloth. She rises early each morning before sunrise in order to distribute food to her family and household servants. Often she remains up late into the night to finish some task that she's become involved with. She wisely anticipates the future needs of her household, even preparing for emergencies in advance. Verse 13 indicates that she takes a great deal of personal delight in her work as she willingly works with her own hands to accompany it. Verse 27 sums up her industriousness by noting that she does not eat the bread of idleness through indolence. No, this godly woman achieves her reputation by faithfully laboring long hours in order to bring about the well-being of the home. What a fine tribute to a faithful wife. God himself takes such pleasure in the diligent efforts of a wife to meet the needs of her house that he takes almost one full chapter to extol her virtues. Let me ask you today, is this the picture that describes your home life? Are you faithfully carrying out your responsibilities as a working mother at home? Or have you fallen into the trap of laziness, doing that which comes very naturally as you waste time and fail to complete your responsibilities at home? God wants you to show your love by your actions and faithfulness at home. That's where godly actions must start for Christian wives. If you recognize that you have failed the Lord and your family in this area, let me encourage you to confess that sin to God right now. Rededicate yourself to diligence in your responsibilities at home. This will bless your husband. It will set the right example for your children, and it will please the Lord. These three reasons all urge you to be faithful as a working mother at home. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.